views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, you're talking with Finnessy.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday. Today is critical, they call it Crying Monday. Today is Monday, December 9th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host, your referee, for today. Today, there's a war happening. The Bible did say at the end, there's going to be war and rumors of war. Today, there's a war brewing between the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. You see how I put that there? I want that to seep into who is in this war. The war between the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and the JCNP, the Junkanoo National... Kermit, you help me out there. Junkanoo National Committee? Junkanoo Committee of New Providence. JCNP, Junkanoo Committee of New Providence. I'm going to read some letters that is circulating. I'm going to read some headlines that is circulating. And the conclusion is there needs to be a conclusion. I believe our Minister of Culture, Youth, Sports, and Culture erred by not making a decision sooner. I believe our Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture made a mistake by when he announced that he's going to be distributing two sets of seed money. I believe our Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Mara Boleg, made a mistake by not dealing with this issue, and he continues to make a mistake. Government in the headlines today, that's the Tribune. Let me see if the Guardian have them in the headlines. No? Let's go to the Tribune then. Tribune, December 9th, body groups to compete. The two factions will rush in Category A division. That's the subheadline. And I saw a letter circulating by the Ministry of Culture. And when I read it and said, this is unclear. I'm not sure exactly what this letter is saying. And I believe, again, because of ambiguity of the letter, the minister erred and made a mistake because it needs to be clear as to what is happening. So let me see if I can start off with that letter, and then I will move on to the article and move on to subsequent articles and subsequent articles after that, right? The first letter is from the Ministry of Culture. Let me get that up right now. Give me a few seconds. So much things. There it goes. And I got to zoom it in. It says, Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture for immediate release. Statement from the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture and the Way Forward Valley Boys. Acting on the advice of the Attorney General, the government of the Bahamas accepts the Way Forward Valley Boys is properly registered and certified to participate in the upcoming Junkanoo parades. While the legal dispute between the parties has yet been adjudicated, the government will remain impartial on the matter, recognizing both the Way Forward and the World Famous as registered groups eligible to participate in the Boxing Day 2024 and New Year's Day 2025 parades in the A category. The government of the Bahamas acknowledges the potential legal exposure surrounding this matter and emphasizes its objective to remain impartial for all parties involved. This was dated December 8th, 2024, the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Commonwealth of the Bahamas. When I saw that letter, I was vexed. I was vexed because, to me, I saw a question. Did they speak to the JCNP before this is issued? Because I sure the JCNP is going to have a problem with it. So I said, this letter should have been a direction, not a notice to the Bahamian people, but a directive to the JCNP. Their JCNP, the government of the Bahamas, has made this decision. Both groups will be recognized in the upcoming Junkanoo, right? It should have been, and stating the reasons why. And I remember I was talking about this earlier when they were deliberating, were giving out the seed money to two groups, that it needs to be a directive to the JCNP. Now let's talk about the JCNP for a moment. Apparently the JCNP mandate that the government gave them has been expired for some time. Right? We're not even sure legally if they have the right to manage the Junkanoo parade. But like typical things happen inside our jurisdiction, we let things continue. Right? That's not here nor there. They were contracted by the government of the Bahamas to manage the parade. They are employees, that's my word, of the government of the Bahamas to manage the parade. That means the government could suspend, replace, but you're put there to do what is mandated to them by subject to the government of the Bahamas, right? So if the government of the Bahamas come to you, and this is where I say our minister is erred and he needs help, there needs to be repercussion to him, for him, what he did, by not clear cut, this is what we have decided, this is what's going forward. He didn't do that, and all this was happening is because of the ineptitude of our Minister of Culture. So that was the press release. Since then, there has been a response from the JCNP. Let me see if I can get that out now. A response from the JCNP. We're just recently joined by Erin Green, who's normally our reader, so hopefully she gets situated and I'm able to have her participate by reading these documents. Let's see if I get this letter. We got a letter from, I can tell you who the lady, it's a screenshot. Someone screenshotted. It's from Dion Miller to Latree Ramming. That's who the letter was addressed to first. And it was CC'd to Mario Boleg. That, I found that offensive because Mario Boleg is a substantive minister, right? All letters regarding culture and whatever, they're supposed to be addressed to Mario Boleg. And if you want CC, whoever you want to CC, I'm not sure why they attach Latree Ramming to this email, but Latree too, from the JCNP or from this Dion Miller. So they find that offensive. We got to understand when you're offending people and offending protocol. But let me read it. Say, reference Junkanoo press statement. So the press statement I read earlier, this is a response to it from this Dion Miller. It says, please be advised that the upcoming Junkanoo parade will be postponed due to the unprecedented political interference displayed by the Office of the Prime Minister and the Attorney General's Office to appease the brother of the Prime Minister. That was an accusation. That means the whole JCN needs to shut down, because how dare they? What are you suggesting? You're trying to say suggesting corruption and nepotism, and I didn't put that into the air. And to not write the minister, to write the office of the prime minister, the director of communication, and say that in the first line is offensive, and it must be dealt with swiftly. Let me read it again. It said, please be advised that the upcoming Junkanoo parades will be postponed due to the unprecedented political interference displayed by the office of the prime minister. That's a charge, eh? And the attorney general office. Oh, that's her charge. How you can charge the attorney general's office to appease the brother of the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Then it goes on. The JCNP will meet in the morning with corporate stakeholders, followed by a press conference informing the public of our plans for an alternative. Hold on. An alternative venue. They seem like they could have their own junk to do someplace else, right? The JCNP will also make public to all that our minister had nothing, that's a charge, our minister of culture had nothing to do with the statement that was crafted by the office of the prime minister. My God, this is where I could bring Aaron Green here. We just don't even talk about this letter, Aaron.
Yeah.
We ain't talk about the overall
thing. Okay, cool.
We want to talk about the gumption, the audacity of this, right? That someone craft this letter and make accusation not only against the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, one, mm-hmm. then against the office of the prime minister, two, mm-hmm. and then against the attorney general's office. See, you said, hold on, mm-hmm. just forgive me, again, passionate. Mm-hmm. You know when Jesus said to the Lord and say, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they did?
I thought he was just talking about me. I'll be honest, when he said that, because I was around the corner and I was like, Jesus put in a word for me. I'm so thankful. Here's my thing. Here's a question I ask, right? Just coming up out of this letter. Who does the JCNP turn to for legal advice?
Apparently they have their own lawyer.
See, because here's my thing. I can understand the Junkanoo groups who comprise the JCNP, whose representatives comprise the JCNP. I could understand them having a lawyer or hiring a lawyer to respond to or to put a position to the government,
mm-hmm.
the groups themselves. But surely the JCNP relies on the legal advice of the AG's office.
It's a government. It was constructed, mandated, came into volition via the government mandate.
I had a similar situation in the advocacy world. The two organizations were, the government initiated the creation of two entities. One was Civil Society Bahamas. The other was NOAB, National Organization for Women's Associations of the Bahamas. They were initiated to be umbrella organizations, right, to provide, in particular, capacity for small organizations that cannot get ECOSOC accreditation to attend UN and international and supranational meetings, right? Those two organizations, though, once they were founded, decided that they were going to be whatever they wanted to be, and they were going to do whatever they wanted to do. And in both instances, there were moments where they challenged the government about the structure of the organization that the government initiated the creation of. They decided that they were going to change the rules because now they were in charge of the organization. And it appears that it is a culture, right? There's a cultural issue where people don't understand what authority vested in you means.
I have another letter I want you to read since you're here. Let's see if I get it on my page. This is a response. See, and this is the back and forth is vexing me. This is a response. It appears, this screenshot, I get screenshots like crazy. It's from a Latre Ramming. So I'm assuming that's the Director of Communication of the Office of the Attorney General. It's directed to a Dion Miller. And again, copied, CC'd is Mario Boleg. And again, CC'd copied to Latre Ramming. So maybe a different address, right? I'm going to let you read this, right? And see, it's vexing. Because they're really postponing Junkanoo like they own it, right? Like, man, I have some comments too. Individual groups, if the fact Saxons say, man, I ain't participating because of this, Saxons could do that. If one family say, man, I ain't participating, one family could do that. But the JCNP can't do that. The individual groups could do that.
Right.
Say, I boycott them because they own their groups, right? But the JCNP is a government entity that his job is to carry out the mandate that the government has given them. But let's read that. Let's see what this Latre Ramming is Dion Boleg about.
It says...
last name, Miller.
Miller. The letter reads, Dion, I respectfully advise that you have your attorney speak with the Office of the Attorney General. The government is your partner and must act with impartiality, especially given the ongoing legal dispute before the courts. The government has taken a legal position, faces significant legal exposure, and may incur serious liability. Therefore, I cannot take sides with either party. To suggest that the Prime Minister is acting because of his brother is an unfounded assertion. Junkanoo is a cultural experience cherished by Bahamians from all walks of life. As the leader of an entity, the government, and by extension, the Bahamian people, is your stakeholder and partner. Please have your attorneys communicate with Ryan Pinder, the Attorney General. There is no undermining of the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture or its minister. These are not separate entities. There is only one government, and the government has one unified position. Full stop.
That's the end of it?
That's the end of what is on this screenshot.
There's only one government and one unified conclusion. The JCNP is a government-created, crafted entity. When the JCNP needs legal advice, they have one lawyer. Guess who that lawyer is?
Would it be the Attorney General?
It's the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, who is by de facto Ryan Pinder. To see this verbiage they use in this back and forth, seek your attorneys. We know who the JCNP attorney is. That's the Attorney General. Because it's a government entity. I think you get hired to manage. Right? If there's any recourse or any damage that to be paid out, it'll be paid out by the government. The government have to pay out the money. Right?
You mean my money?
My money. The Junkanoo parade and what's vested in it to make sure it happened is for my benefit. I understand your Junkanoo groups own your Junkanoo groups, but the parade itself is for my benefit because Junkanoo is free. Junkanoo is free for me to go watch. Not for me to be blackmailed. The people are blackmailing the government of the Bahamas. Not just the government of the Bahamas, no. They dare challenge the authority of the government of the Bahamas. I have a as a nationalist, I have a problem with any entity challenging the authority, especially the entity that came about through the government, to challenge the authority of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. As a nationalist, I have no other choice but to respond. To say, no, you can't challenge the country.
I mean, they can by forming a private sector management corporation and running the Junkanoo parades as a private business.
They need to go get a private road and pay for the use of
road. I mean, that's subsequent to the decision to have a private entity that you can control. Now, Junkanoo is going to challenge your position.
I'm just saying that for an organization whose mandate has been expired, whose mandate again has
explain to me again what you mean the mandate has expired.
Read. Mm-hmm. The contract has been expired for years now. They have no one has taken the effort to reinstate it to say this is what our mandate is. Right? We will continue to control it. Right? So, and the government is the one who reinstates that. Because they're in control of the
whole. So who made the decision to give the prodigal sons another $30,000?
Lord have mercy. I can let you talk because I have some comment I want to read in the record, but I can let you talk while I look for my comments.
Okay, so I'll read from the text line. Here's the text. This allowance wasn't made for Genesis or the Immortals. It must be to appease the brother of the PM.
It does not matter.
But hold on. Did the Immortals and did the group... The group of people that formed the Immortals subsequently, or the group of people that formed Genesis subsequently, did they agitate in the same way, right? Like, don't suggest that the decision must be to appease the brother of the PM because the same decision wasn't made for other groups. Did the other groups ask? Did they demand? Right? Did they use the legal mechanism to challenge the decisions made by people who presume to be leaders of the group? Now, a text goes on to say, I don't understand how this decision is impartial. It's clear to everybody who can see that something is being done for a group led by the brother of the PM that has not been done for any other group in history. This is not impartial. You see, but you, texter, you still have to prove to us that the people who formed Genesis and the people who formed Immortals after, I guess, after breaking away from the Valley Boys or breaking away from whatever group they broke away from, right, that they challenged the leadership of those entities in the same way.
But we know they didn't challenge it.
Right. So, I mean, this is moot. And it's dangerous to use this line of reasoning to suggest that there's political interference. He's being
it's
impartial.
It's dangerous and it's insulting to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And that's what we need to talk about. What they are suggesting, or especially if it's unfounded and can't be proven, needs to be shut down. But let me read this text. Because like I say, I have a couple. And I want you to respond, but I want you to respond to the text, right? So they are the government, not a body established by the government. Tell the AG time to dismantle them. Culture belongs to the people of the Bahamas, and this is too much energy to make some statement against one little group. I wanted to read that, but go ahead. And this next text says, I wish we would read and comprehend and not just slander. I wish we follow the rules and the SOP and not just did as we please. Please, because we sit in authority. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here's the text, and this is from the earlier show, but it's Junkanoo. It says, why don't you leave those Valley Boys who don't have a formal bathroom? I say formal because the bush right there. But didn't they tell you that you couldn't come in on Junkanoo because you don't rush? No, it's just that they don't recognize the greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo white people in the whole world, because we have some white people and some light-skinned people in it and some little privileged people in it. That's all. That's all. But how they could tell me as a Bahamian and a Junkanoo that I can't talk about Junkanoo. See, they don't have to come on my show. They could talk to whoever they want to talk to. They could ignore whoever they want to ignore, except for the government.
I have some more text. Like I said, I have so much text I want to read into the
record for
consideration. This one text says, the JCNP has a contract with the government. That is expired, by the way. Two, the JCPN is fully funded by the government. Yet the government can't say, let both rush as the matter is being addressed before the court? That's a question mark. The JCNP needs to be reformed. And definitely.
Without a doubt.
The JCNP, because they don't understand their mandate.
Here's a text. Good morning, Ms. Green. Distribute seed funding to the Junkanoo groups. That is a direct function and responsibility of the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture. But the JCNP determines which division that the group will participate in, which determines how much seed money that they will have access to, right?
Let's go to the callers, Aaron. Yeah, the caller's lying, and I want to give them, but let me read this first. Say, this statement is reckless and ill-conceived or ill-considered and includes an allegation that could be considered defamatory. That's the one with both the prime minister, I guess.
Yeah.
Say, this does not inspire my confidence that the JCNP is capable of following its mandate in accordance with the law of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. What Dion Miller did to the prime minister is considered libel. Because it suggested nepotism. His opinion doesn't have nothing. Not when you dress in official government. You don't say. You're going to call a man.
Yeah, man, you're gone so far. I try to figure out how prodigal sons get $3,000.
Yeah, but we talk about that now.
Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you, sir.
I just want to thank you guys for going on. I'm in complete disagreement with you as an avid Junkanoo supporter and someone who branched off from Genesis, and not only that, sit in the JCMP as well. I would just have you know that the JCMP is actually a private entity outside of the government. And if you check the contract of the JCMP, you will see that as well.
You say contract? Hold on. You say contract?
Yeah.
What do you mean by contract? No, hold on. I asked a question, so you can answer me. What do you mean by contract?
The legal framework, yes.
So there's a legal framework?
Yes, it's the JCMP operates as a private entity outside of the government.
It's a legal framework?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read the legal framework to you and say read to you soon. Hold on. I can let you talk. And lead and show where it says that the minister has the final say. But I can let you go on now.
Okay. So that's what you're saying. I wish I had the document right in front of me to read too as well, so we can
go get the document so we can read it.
But so the JCMP again is a private entity. One, two. The government of the Bahamas only partners with the JCMP in terms of putting on the parade, and so the government kicks in when they would obviously distribute the seed funding. And like the caller was saying, which particular portions of which groups get which particular portion. Outside of that, the government very rarely assists with John Kunu. If I get my way...
One second.
I would. If
hold
I had
pause,
my
pause,
way...
Producer, mute it for a second.
Do you want to have a conversation? Go back and forth.
Okay, go ahead then.
Thank you. You said something that I want to clarify because it was very important.
Yes, ma'am.
You said that it's not just that the government distributes the seed money, but you said something that suggests that the government distributes portions of the groups.
No, the government.
Could you clarify
that? The government partners with the JCMP to host the parades, and they issue that seed funding.
And right after you said, right after you said that, you said something that suggested that the government determines which portions of the group get which.
No, the JCMP decides based on which category you register in, and which, in terms of criteria, the criteria to be whichever.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to clarify that.
Funding that you get.
I was trying to clarify that because I said that earlier, but that's not what you said. I just tried to clarify it.
The government don't determine who gets the seed funding. The JCMP determines who gets the seed funding based off the category that each group registers for.
Right, exactly. So you see... See, in this level of discourse and the issues involved, you got to be very pedantic, right? And specific.
Okay.
When you're speaking to the matters. A lot of the confusion is that we're trying to have a legal conversation outside of the shack, you know, where you always use the bathroom, right there. But the league requires a discipline.
And it
requires us to ensure that we are all using the correct language when we're speaking about the legal matter. Like, for instance, on social media today, I saw a lot of people talking about how could the government interfere with a judge's decision. But it turns out that the judge involved in this matter decided on one singular issue, and there's not been an adjudication on all of the matters brought before the court. You see what I'm saying? And so a lot of people are making public statements that are based in a misunderstanding of the legal process.
So
one of the things that is causing so much tension and us to rah-rah at each other is because we're not using pedantic and specific language.
Yes.
Now, the next point I will make, and I can let you talk, cousin, I can let you talk, is that when an allegation of this nature has been raised, then it absolutely requires us to be pedantic and specific with the language that we use in, you know? And so I just want to make sure that we understand that we don't need to be rowing. We need to make sure that we're using the exact language to make sure we're making the proper points.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Now, you row me about John Kunu, please.
Go ahead.
No, I won't row.
Yeah, I know.
I just forgive you the facts being someone in the room and around John Kunu for most of my time and witness.
Yeah.
So, like I was saying, the government partners with the JCMP in regards to putting on the parades.
Okay.
That's where it stops. And they don't have nothing to do with the decision-making, how groups register, who applies, what category they go in, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. You have, like I said, you have regulatory framework and rules and regulations that governs how this functions.
Okay.
All right?
And Mr. Murray said he can read from it.
When you talk about the JCMP, and I heard the gentleman was saying, oh, the Genesis could decide to do that, the Valley could decide to do that, one family could decide to do that because they are singular groups. No, that is not how it works. The JCMP is a body that is made up of every single Junkanoo group.
Why the prodigal son still there? Why the prodigal son still there?
That ain't a matter that we're discussing right now. We're discussing, and regardless of how people
feel
about the prodigal sons, the prodigal sons is a Junkanoo group.
I ain't sure there's a junk group.
I'm just saying to you that this is bigger than just the prodigal sons. Every single junk in the group
caller,
in the Commonwealth of the
Bahamas, I let you go, caller,
makes up the JCMP. You have 7A groups, about 14 B groups. You have individual categories and those who register for fun.
Those are
the people that make the decision on behalf of the JCMP.
Let you go,
and so I'm just pointing out the fact that one singular person is able to make a decision without the actual agreement of every single group that makes up this same junkanoo thing that we call our culture and that we call our uniqueness. So being someone in it, it's unfair to say that the JCMP cannot move unless it has the agreement of every or majority of the groups in that room.
And
so that's why when the statement comes out tonight, you will realize potentially that the majority of the Jaokunu groups will support the decision.
Not all? Hold on, not all?
Pardon me?
Not all good support?
Most are. The only person probably might support us the way forward or the breakoff group.
I got you, but listen, as long as
Thanks
the prodigal sons in that vote,
Thanks
I don't know
much,
how valid the vote is. And
Aaron,
thank you, caller.
When they suspend the JCNP, we can see the way forward soon and what we're going. But I want to...
No pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended. I want to read in terms of contract termination. I'm trying to find that. Let's go to the next call until I find that contract
okay.
termination.
Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, sir.
All right. All I want to say is they better don't postpone no junk. No.
I got you.
That's all I want to say. Whoever it is, JCB, I just got my boy who that boy that is for it. A good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Don't know no foolishness.
Yes,
they,
sir.
You know, they can feel a whole rod of all the behavior people. They try any foolishness like that.
Yeah,
God.
Absolutely. And the Valley don't know they're still under probation. You all think we forget how you all... Y'all quit Junkanoo and then the whole world closed down. Y'all still on probation. Here's some text. I see you, caller. Good morning, Sierra and Aaron. Can you ask Arlene Nash to call in and give her perspective on the debacle?
She can
please.
Call in.
Please call in.
Aaron, if let's say the number of Junkanoo groups refuse to participate on the 26th, Boxing Day Junkanoo, don't they obligated to return my seed money?
Absolutely.
Just give me my seed money. And then you can wait till next year, Junkanoo, to participate.
Possibly. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. How are you doing? Morning, Cecil.
Good morning.
Good, thank you.
I think a lot of people is mixing up a lot of the issues here. And I think when you were talking, Aaron, to the last caller, you started to kind of clear that up.
Mm-hmm.
What people must understand is that the issue of a fund group, an A category, is not before the court, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The issue of seeds money is not before the court.
Mm-hmm.
The issue that is before the court is the registration of name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so people got to understand the steps of what's going on, and that's why when the government speaks to the seeds money and the category, that does not tamper with what is going on in the courts at all. The whole thing started out because, in general, the Valley Boys were calling for some level of accountability for their group. You know, it's been a number of years. The group have failed to really be successful. I don't think they know the last time they see second. And so the group were calling for some level of accountability. They need to go to have an election. So let the group decide who they want to lead the group forward so that they can experience some level of success. One side didn't want it, and the other side wanted it. One side was asked, are we registered? No, we're not registered. Let's register the group. No, we don't need to do that. Ain't nobody fool enough to go register that. So the other side, to secure it, went and registered it so that it be in the group's name rather than one individual being able to do it at some point. Okay? And so people got to understand the variations of what's taking place here.
I hear you, Colin. All right. Mm-hmm. I even know that the government can terminate the JCNP. And because the government can terminate the JNSV, it shows that it's a government entity. They can find someone else to manage the parade, right? And it gives, and this junk JCNP parades government gives detail on what it is, how what can transpire in order for the contract to be terminated. And it's a long document.
You can read from it?
Unless you're going to see termination there. My point is, the JCNP has... If the JCNP is a legal or is a government functioning entity, right? Surely their attorneys must be the Attorney General.
All right. That's the music. When we come back from the break, Mr. Nuri, some text, and then we could read from this portion of provisions governing the relationship between the JCNP and the government.
I don't believe anyone could challenge and hold the whole country hostage. There will be no Junkanoo because I'm mad at the government. See,
support.
We need to shut that down.
They tried that once. What they say is they tried it once, right?
Mm.
Valley Boys thought they going to pull out, and they thought Junkanoo was going to collapse without them.
Mm-hmm.
I just saying, you can't do it twice.
The trend again. The audacity to say they will punish the Bahamian people because they vex that the government of the Bahamas has made a decision.
You're already charging $75. I don't even know what the VIP seats cost for the space where the junkanoos provide their prime performance, right? Like, they're already catering to the political class and the merchant class with whole junkanoo because you can't get what you want from it. We ain't been getting what we wanted from it for years now.
When you come back, I want you to read this article from the Tribune, this Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We're going to be right back after this brief commercial break.
Pinda, this is me.
Oh.
Listen, I think that this Christmas, you should really get in the spirit of things. I mean, apart from the great prices, I think your customers would like to see more of you. So I think that you should greet your customers, some in the morning, some in the afternoon. I don't expect you to be there all day. Now listen. Now, you know red is the color of Christmas. So I think that you should be in a red tuxedo. You would be saying something. Huh? Your customers would really feel like Santa Claus reach.
Well, I'd read to this Christmas. Sale ends December 21st.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Food means committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And of course, Aaron Green is joining me. And we are talking about junkanoo and the foolishness therein. Junkanoo has been postponed. It's been postponed. The people at JCNP, they say they can come to a press conference today. And they can say they ain't having junkanoo this year. They ain't having junkanoo this year until the government yield. None of the junkanoo groups will show up. They pasted in vain. Everybody must stay home because there'll be no junkanoo for the people them who won't watch it.
So all the time I have to drive home in the night on East Bay and the drunk drivers coming from the various events and thing,
it's
practice and thing, is all in vain.
In vain. They have declared that junkanoo has been officially postponed. There's no junkanoo happening. And either they can force government to capitulate, or we ain't having no junkanoo.
Would it be wrong of me to suggest that the prodigal sons are at the root of this conspiracy? It would be wrong of me, wouldn't it? See what I'm saying? Why y'all put prodigal sons face in the A category for New Year's Day? They ain't gonna make it.
I understand they ain't gonna make it. They'll pay back their money. We can talk about that later. The point is the JCNP and whether they can postpone junkanoo indefinitely. 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, four. No more junkanoo happening in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas until they say the Valley Boys, can they do that? Let's go to the caller.
Wait till they try to charge people money to go to the various junkanoo events because they ain't having no parade.
I bet you're going to have junkanoo in the hotel again. During COVID, that's all who had junkanoo.
You mean tourists? They had junkanoo while we couldn't?
Yeah, they seem like they can do it again.
They had wine and junkanoo?
Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. You can hear me? Junkanoo postponed and canceled.
Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron and Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
Morning. Listen, Aaron, you and I are of the same opinion about the prodigal son.
Yes, right? Sir.
Nobody buy jungle ticket to see the Prodigal Son and the Music Makers. In fact, the fact that Prodigal Son's coming out first, it means that jungle is going to be late. Okay? People buy a ticket to see the Wally Boys and the Saxon. And if the Wally Boys are not coming at full strength, why should they buy a ticket? This thing where they judge in jungle or the rules. Rules state that, and in fact, the rules go back 50 years, but they say for the few coming out the first time of the exhibition group, they know the Wally Boys have the capacity and the numbers to come out of a category group. So why rules are they put in spot on jungle, which is our culture? Okay? They need to amend the rule. In fact, they want to sell tickets. If they want to sell tickets, they need that. They know that the Wally Boys need to be there, okay, along with the Saxon.
Mm-hmm.
Remember last year, they said the Wally Boys didn't register on time, and they said let them rush? So what's the difference now? It seems as though somebody have a horse in the race, okay?
Yes, sir.
But Brian, I'll leave them, okay? This is our culture. Everybody should be allowed to participate, and they can't hold no country horses, but no jungle, no. The ministry is in charge of jungle, no. Only the ministry could cancel jungle, no.
Thank you
know, let's not put some more judges. Or let everybody rush and no prizes, that's all. Or let the two Wally Boys move, stay away. And give them a ticket they can sell.
Okay.
I say, I may follow the caller and say, suspend both Wally Boys group. Just rush without them.
No, you can't suspend, but you get this. You know, like I repeated, remember when you're small and one cousin get in trouble and then everybody get punished?
Mm.
The whole A group going to have to just sit it out.
Then just put out the A group all together and just do
and give the seed money to the B groups and the fun groups. Right? Give the group that is facilitating access to Junkanoo for disabled people double their seed money.
But we can't acknowledge the precedent that the JCNP trying to postpone Junkanoo indefinitely because they have concerns with the government. Can you imagine the future? And they saying, well, watch, from now on, we will push back and dictate to the government about all Junkanoo moving forward, and we here just to sit back and watch?
Watch
the threat?
It's plenty text here, right? But there's a time when I critique the relationship between the JCNP, the Junkanoo community, and the government seems a little too close and a little too unregulated, and it feels as if they are in collusion, right? The government and the JCNP and Junkanoo community to create a product for the Ministry of Tourism that doesn't consider the needs and the wants and the desires of the Bahamian people who want to experience Junkanoo.
Queue up all of those texts so we get all of them record, and let's go to this caller. Then after that, you just run through all the texts for me.
Yeah, man, no problem.
Go ahead, caller. It's you.
Morning. I love this country. I remember a couple of years ago when people was complaining and they say, oh, the group's too big. And then Saxon's going to one family. It's still too big. One family going to Genesis. And they still was complaining, saying it was too big. It was too much gap in between the bars. You couldn't hear the music from the front to the back. You don't know which is which. They break up again. Wally Boys is now split. And they complaining now. So we reach ahead because politics is on everything, every aspect of our culture. But the reason why I love the Bahamas is because we don't follow the status quo. Any developed or whatever, we don't follow them rules. We just have a subcommittee or we have another committee that supersedes the government. How could a committee that is funded by the government, sanctioned by the government, supersede the government? I love this country. Thanks for taking
Thank you very much. Get your text ready up.
Man, look here. The people tell me why I stop at the stop sign. It's like the law. Is it the law? Or is it that the insurance agents don't care what the police think about the law? All they care about is the law.
This text says the JCNP is made up of all of the registered A and B groups on Bay Street. They can exercise their right not to show up on Bay Street. For whatever, man can still go ahead with the parade, however. Go ahead.
Here we go. Text, have you considered the possibility of the entire JCNP coming to this decision? I had, but then somebody called in and said it was just the majority of groups and not necessarily all the groups. And plus, y'all just let the Prodigal Sons vote?
So the next text says, ultimately, as has always been the case, the Junkanoo belongs to the participants in the parade. If the individual groups and their participants decide to withdraw their participation, there is little the government can do. On the other hand, if the individual groups and their participants decide to come to Bay, then there is little the JCNP can do. The only real power here lies with the Junkanoos themselves. We will see what they choose to do.
Yep, there you go. All rules will be tested on Bay. Here's a text. The last time Junkanoo was canceled was during the pandemic. If it's now canceled due to political interference, it says a lot about the times we're living in. This government wrong and strong. The New Valley Boys should rush as fun, and I'm a Valley Boy. You're a Valley Boy. How you feel about not having elections? How you feel about the transition of power once Gus passed away? How do you feel about the issues that are being raised by other Valley Boy members like yourself, Texter? I want to thank you for that text as well. You want to go to the phone line or more text?
Let's go to the phone line. Yeah. Get the person. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Good
Hello.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
Loud
ma'am.
And clear.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Loud and ma'am.
Clear. Hi.
Hi.
I wouldn't say that I'm really sort of affluent with what's going on, but maybe you can both share some clarification. Mm-hmm. I listened to another show not too long ago. Norris, I don't remember his name. Anyway, there's three persons mm-hmm. on Finlayson's show.
Cousin Spence.
And there they were announcing what happened in Grand Bahama.
Okay.
And on Majority Rule Day in January, they're going to have one big Junkanoo and all like that.
Okay.
How does this have anything to do, or does it have anything to do with perhaps the decision being made, if it is really so that Junkanoo is being postponed?
Okay.
I would prefer to use the word postponed rather than canceled.
Let me get a stab at that. The Junkanoo is a year-round event. There are about 12 to 15 different parades from New Year's Day to Independence Day, Jubilee, and there are different events, and not forgetting the Family Islands, whatever it is. And the JCMP manages
New
that.
Providence.
Yes, New Providence. That's why I said Junkanoo Committee of New Providence. They manage Junkanoo of New Providence. We are talking about the Boxing Day and the New Year's Day parades specifically in regards to a mandate that went out from the Ministry of Culture. It says that all the two Valley Boys will participate. And now the JCNP has responded and said participating. Because they already rule that only one can participate and that they are willing to postpone Junkanoo indefinitely until the government capitulates. So that's the explanation there.
Hello.
Hi.
Forgive my ignorance, please, but in terms of them wanting to promote Junkanoo in Grand Bahama to celebrate
Majority Rule Day.
Majority Rule Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the emphasis on the show was New Providence is in the Bahamas. And they seem to be promoting this Junkanoo, asking everybody now to come to Grand Bahama to assist in boosting
the numbers,
the tourism product and everything else, as well as being Bahamian in Grand Bahama. I was just wondering, it sounds... You know, I just wonder if there's any connection between the two.
Well, usually...
One, they're not having... Or is this a hoax? Is it really true that it's being postponed?
It is postponed at this present time.
Well, no, the JCNP
postponed.
Has announced that as far as they are concerned, it's postponed.
And the government says contrary.
Okay.
So it's all dependent. But in terms of the Grand Bahama, there are a number of participants here in New Providence who travel to Grand Bahama to participate in various Grand Bahama events. Also, they travel to Eleuthera. They travel to Exuma
and so
to promote it.
I understand the question, right? So there is a question of whether one of the Valley Boy factions has resourced its group with Junkanoos. That's the case. Have they taken sufficient Junkanoos from Grand Bahama that it don't make sense to do the Grand Bahama Junkanoo Parade on New Year, Boxing Day night and New Year's Day night?
We shall see. They're both two different costumes and two different themes and whatever it is.
Right, no, but the point is that it was alleged that the...
Yeah, I heard that alleged.
The world-famous Valley Boys had to find new Junkanoos to bring their numbers back up to a reasonable amount to compete in the A division.
But before we go... This is a debate about the powers of the government. whether the government can be challenged on this stage. This is a conversation about the accusation against the prime minister. Can that go unanswered? Because what they are saying is nepotism. They know that there is nepotism.
Right. I think the thing about the government saying that it's impartial, they're trying to say that we're not going to make... Anyway, the Junkanoo is talking. It's okay. It's okay. Let the Junkanoo talk. Producer, I got you.
It's time to go, man. Jack, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.